everyone. I'm Amy Fisher, and I welcome you to the June 20th, 2024 episode of Free Pod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
And I'm Lynn Fever, and now let's get started on the news that you've been missing. The city of Freeport hosted an official groundbreaking on Tuesday for the Freeport Wastewater Treatment Facility Phase 1 upgrade on South Hancock Avenue. This $60 million upgrade includes chemically enhanced primary treatment, new headworks, a new lab building with offices, and installation of ultraviolet treatment equipment. The upgrade will increase the quality of water that is returned to the environment and will help protect the aquatic life and the environment. This project is phase one of five needed at the facility, and the city is receiving infrastructure funding from an Illinois EPA state revolving fund, as well as $5 million in forgivable loans.
Road construction is finished on Pearl City Road and starting on Locust Avenue. Pearl City Road has been closed off to traffic since April 15th. That project, costing over $1 million, has detoured a majority of the Freeport community as they travel through Western Freeport and out to Highland Community College and beyond. Hot mix asphalt has been laid, ditch remediation is complete, and regular traffic has returned. The next city project is Locust Avenue, east of Freeport High School. Crews plan to use the summer to get this project complete before school is back in session in the fall.
And at the moment, though, it is summertime, and this episode of FreePod features lots of great summer activities, so get your calendar ready and take notes. For one, the FHN Grand Fonda Bike Ride Against Cancer is coming up on June 29. You can enjoy a healthy bike ride through some of the most beautiful roads in Northwest Illinois while fighting cancer. The ride begins at 8 a.m. at Tutty's Crossing Trailhead on East Stevenson, and you have a choice of 30, 50, and 75-mile paved routes, as well as 40 and 50-mile gravel routes. For those of us who are a little less energetic, there's also a short 5-mile out-and-back family fun ride. Dave Fonda, the founder and inspiration for this event, loves cycling and his community. He started this fundraiser in 2007, dedicated to directing his passion for cycling into a cause that could help those fighting cancer. Dave lost his own battle with the disease in 2018. And here's a thing I never really knew and always wondered about. Dedicated cyclers may recognize the term Gran Fondo, which means big ride in Italian. In Europe, Gran Fondos are mass participation cycling events, much like the Gran Fonda here, only bigger, and they've enjoyed huge popularity for decades and spread around the globe. So we've kept Dave Fonda at the heart of this event by editing the name of those world-famous rides to name the Freeport event in his honor. Participants are encouraged to dedicate their rides to those who are battling or have battled cancer. In lieu of registration fee, donate online at fhn.org/Gran Fonda. And you can find out more, including links to the GPS maps and cue sheets, and register online at fhn.org.
Kids and their dads will have a chance to spend some quality time together and also enjoy a treat in the process as the Dessert with Dad event takes place from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, June 21st, at Crate Park. Participants should pack a meal and look for the red balloons when they arrive. Dessert will be provided along with games and other activities. All dads, grandpas, uncles, and friends in Stevenson, Carroll, and Joe Davies counties are invited. The All Our Kids Network is sponsoring this event, and anyone interested in coming or with questions about Dessert with Dad should call Jessica at 815-599-8435.
And the next day, Voices of Stevenson County is showcasing five gardens and offering a variety of activities with its annual fundraising Garden Walk. That's Saturday, June 22nd. According to Beth Maskell, Executive Director for Voices of Stevenson County, the gardens and activities on the Garden Walk represent a little bit of everything. Two gardens have touches of history. Another is rural and expansive. One is more compact. One is set at a school, and another is designed to heal. The gardens truly are stunning, each in their own way, says Maskell. Garden Walk 2024 will run from 9 to 2 this Saturday, June 22nd. The cost is $20 per person. Those 12 and younger are free. Tickets are on sale now at Cub Foods, Dininger Floral, and the Voices Book Nook, all in Freeport. Tickets will also be available the day of the walk at each of the gardens. If needed, a rain date is set for Sunday, June 23rd, and will be announced on Voices' Facebook page. Each featured garden will include a related activity, such as a silent auction, a pop-up book nook store of garden and flower-related books, advice from University of Illinois Master Gardeners, and even an iced tea party with Barbies. Voices uses gardening as therapy when working with survivors of domestic and sexual violence, and all profits benefit this service. Voices also operates the Voices Survivors Shelter and the Voices Book Nook. Last year, it assisted more than 800 survivors. For more information about the garden walk, check the Voices Facebook page or contact Julie at Voices 815-235-9421.
Walnut Acres Nursing Home in Freeport has earned a 3-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, according to Mike Filippo, Chief Financial Officer for Transitional Care Management, a nursing home management firm that began work with Walnut Acres in June 2022. The rating can be found online at Medicare.gov, which rates many but not all of the country's nursing homes on a 1-to-5 star system, with 5 being the best. The rating is based on the building itself, staff, resident outcomes, and health inspection results. When Transitional Care Management started managing Walnut Acres in June 2022, they were rated a 1-star facility. By October 2023, they received a 2-star rating, and in April 2024, they received the 3-star rating. Filippo noted that key data points are averaged over a 3-year period. Filippo attributed these results to having current, data-driven goals, management that understands the changing rules and regulations of oversight bodies like the Illinois Department of Health, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Centers for Disease Control, and others, and having a strong clinical training staff to assist local providers in meeting standards. Congratulations, Walnut Acres.
This Saturday, enjoy local artists, food, vendors, and all ages activities to celebrate Black culture and history at the Cookout, a Juneteenth art celebration on Saturday, June 22nd from 1 to 8 at the Stevenson County Fairgrounds on South Walnut. For more about this event, FreePod host Tim Connors brought us a short interview.
I am here with Philanese Brooks and Alana Page of Elevated Voices. Welcome, ladies. I'm glad you're here today. What's Elevated Voices all about, and why did you start this in Freeport?
Well, I think we really saw a lack of creative expression, especially in the Black community, or even just spaces for us to be ourselves and to be able to express the things that we often face.
There wasn't a space for Black creatives and Black businesses and a real space to build community as far as annual celebrations and things like that. That was generated towards us. So happy.
So with the celebrations, how many years has Elevated Voices had a celebration in Freeport?
This will be our third annual.
And you have a very big celebration that's coming up on Saturday, June 22nd at the Stevenson County Fairgrounds. You want to talk about it a little bit for us?
Yeah. So the theme this year is the Cookout. We really wanted to focus on the staple that we often, like I said, it's something that I've done all my life. Alana, it's just something that you, when you think of community and the Black community, you think about the Cookout. And we really wanted to honor the recipes, highlight just like all the cultural aspects and the historical things that have gone on for generations.
And so this is from 1 to 8 at the Stevenson County Fairgrounds. You know, you want us to celebrate some cultural heritage and so on. And I'm not trying to be funny. I really want to know. I think I know how to cook out, right? Why is a cookout so significant to Black culture?
Well, not to get too far deep into it, but from slavery, it became a way to have a moment of to ourselves and to celebrate us and to just be. So that just lasted until, you know, and after we were free and so forth, and became a place that we can build traditions in.
Especially since a lot of our starting roots were lost. So it was a way for us to come together with what we did have left and create something for.
Okay. Now that's a very serious, and those are fabulous answers that you're giving me. I want to know something, and maybe it's too early. I'm seeing here some Black communities recipes. Mm-hmm. What are some food that's going to be out at the cookout on the 22nd? Do we know yet?
So I will say we're not necessarily going to have the food, but with this year, we're going to have an immersive art exhibit. And so within that art exhibit, we will be sharing the food that is normally passed around, why it was passed around, how that became a part of our culture, and things like that.
But we will have some barbecue out there.
So. We got some barbecue out there. You had me at for barbecue. Now, along with barbecue, there's going to be a lot of other neat things that are out there. I did see that there's going to be a bouncy house, so there's going to be games and things like that. What are some other things that are going to take place from 1 to 8 at the cookout?
So we are blessed to have top-notch barbershop. Mm-hmm. John Palmer and the Freeport Ministry Alliance Barbershop Wellness Center.
Mm-hmm.
Wellness Center. They'll be cutting hair.
Leon Ishman.
Yes, Leon Ishman.
Oh, Leon. All right,
along with, like I said, it's free cuts for all. I feel like a lot of these events are just catered to kids. And I think it was really cool that they were like, we want anybody, if you need your beard line up or if you just need, like I said, a quick cut, this is definitely the opportunity to do so. Along with arts and crafts for the kids. Again, just regular field activities. We'll have a flag football tournament, along with just like spades, of course, a cookout tradition.
Bingo.
That was a big hit last year. Yeah. And we said, like, oh, we got to bring that back. And just live entertainment.
We will also have Goddess Warrior, the poet. She will perform. We have De Niro Thomas, who will be speaking, as well as Keisha Brooks, who will be saying a few words, and just trying to cultivate the community.
Well, that's wonderful. I did see creative food carving. Are there going to be contests or something with this or what?
So Lincoln Bias is a national Chefs Association award winner, and he's been an artist for about like 20 years, and he became well known for his fruit carving or pumpkin carvings. He's carved faces and all types of things into anything, and so we are blessed with having him again, and he will be demonstrating him doing just that.
That sounds worth a trip out there no matter what. So I did see that you still need some people helping. What are some things volunteering? What are some things that you still need people to help volunteer for?
We need from greeters to people just supervising the games, along with helping run the games. What else?
We also will have our donation drop off between the times of Thursday, June 20th from 12 to 3, Friday, June 21st from 10 a.m. to 2, and Saturday, all day help. We have health and safety supplies like first aid kits, sunscreen, sanitizer, water bottles, snacks, bags of ice, towels, card games, creative art supplies, gloves, trash bags, coolers. We also will be taking clothing, accessories, mugs, cups, gift cards, cleaning supplies, toiletries, hygiene products, and different things like that. Not only for us, but we also would like to donate things to other organizations like the FACC and stuff like that as well.
Great. So it says that admission is free, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. It goes from 1 to 8 at the Stevenson County Fairgrounds. If people are listening to this going, oh man, what did she say? They can go to your Facebook page. Can they go to your website also?
Yes.
Yes. If you go to our Facebook or even just like any of our platforms, our link tree is there, and that'll have a link to everything Elevated Voices. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So our website, our Instagram, all of our forms. So if you do want to be a volunteer, make sure you head to our link tree to fill out a volunteer form just so that we know where to place you during that time. along with, like I said, our we have our own Facebook Live series that mm-hmm. we go live on Facebook every other Sunday that just highlights different voices in the community, and especially just from the citizen level. I think we often see politicians highlighted and other people, but we just wanted the common folks, your neighbor, the people that you see on the streets, getting their feedback on what the community needs and just what different experiences are here in Freeport.
Well, Freeport definitely needs a family gathering. And I think it would be really neat for everyone to come out and for us to show our entire Freeport family, our community family, to come out to the fairgrounds and be a part of this fabulous function. The full name of it is called The Cookout, an Elevated Voices Juneteenth Art Celebration. I have had Philanese Brooks and Alana Page with me today, and I hope to see you all out there on the 22nd from 1 to 8. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Cookout is coordinated by Elevated Voices. Hope to see you on Saturday at the fairgrounds.
Lace up your sneakers and enjoy a scenic run or walk through Crate Park next Saturday, June 29th. The Pretzel City 5K begins at 8 a.m. and continues through 5 p.m., so participants can choose their time based on their schedule that day. Register online at www.pretzelcity5kfreeport.com and come out to enjoy one of our wonderful public parks.
If you listen to the Freeport Concert Band president, Nikki Arn, in our Tuesday in-depth interview, you're no doubt looking forward to the second Music Under the Stars performance, which is this Sunday, June 23rd at 7 in the Caning Amphitheater at Crape Park. The conductor for this evening will be Reuben Cooper, and the featured vocalist is Davita Sanders. What a great way to end the weekend. And a week from today, next Thursday, the 27th, is Brats and Burger Night at the Boys Club of Freeport and Stevenson County, located on South Liberty in Freeport. From 6 to 8 p.m., enjoy dinner and a special program with club members. Tickets may be purchased by calling the club at 815-233-1600 and asking for James Ryan. The event is part of the club's annual Keep the Kids in the Club fundraising campaign, and sponsorship opportunities are available. It sounds like a tasty evening, certainly for a worthy cause. That's next Thursday, the 27th. And get ready, you still have time yet today, the 20th, to join in the Third Ward cleanup sponsored by the Boys and Girls Club, the Pretzel Pickers, and the Third Ward Alderwoman Rachel Simmons, Alderwoman at Large Joy Sellers, and Ronnie Bush and Sam Newton representing County Board District B. Participants are encouraged to wear sturdy shoes and gloves. Trash bags, refreshments will be provided. The groups will set out today from the King Center, either at 1, which means you've got to move real quick, or at 5 o'clock to shine up the Third Ward. Go on over there. And finally, later tonight is the first Music on Debate Square, featuring Kendra Swanson. Bring your lawn chairs or blankets, grab a treat from Union Dairy, and join everyone at 6:30 to enjoy one of the most talented performers in the Midwest. Dogs on leashes are welcome. Debate Square is located right next to the Freeport Public Library on East Douglas. There's no cost, although free will offerings will be gladly accepted.
As we close, we're excited to let you know that next week's Tuesday in-depth interview will feature Sherry Gibson interviewing Margaret Larson, University of Illinois County Extension Director, serving Stevenson, Joe Davies, and Winnebago counties, about the many services and events available through Extension. Their conversation will be posted at noon on Tuesday, June 25th. With that, time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans in progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod. Again, I'm Amy Fisher, here with Lynn Fever, and we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.